Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha, ha. The Video Game Review. Yeah. The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha. The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle coming to you from the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, normally our downtown San Francisco studios. That's where our engineer Scott is positioned right now. I'm at my home over in the Oakland area, but I've been doing this show more than 15 years, each and every Sunday night, 9 o'clock on the West Coast, midnight on the East. So technically, it's Monday morning over there. How's it going, East Coast? But we're here for you to talk video games. That's what it's all about. That's right. And I realize that these are sports talk networks that I'm on, and we'll get back to the sports in less than an hour. Don't panic. But these, it's not just about sports video games. It's about all video games. I believe that life would only be half as good without video games. By the way, did I mention I'm Rick Tittle? It's nice to have you with us. Not only are we on Sports Byline, we stream through sportsbyline.com. Go there, click listen live. Any emails, send those to rick@sportsbyline.com. In fact, that's how you win the game, which I always give away at 40 after a new game. Also, at the end of the show, we do a cheat code request. Send yours in. I like looking them up for older games. That's also rick@sportsbyline.com. We're also on SB Nation, which is a fantastic national sports talk network, as we stream through SBNationLive.com. On Sirius XM, great to be back on there on the Dan Patrick channel. Got to meet Dan once a long time ago, and I'm 6'2", and he was way taller than me. How about that? And also, most importantly, the American Forces Radio Network, 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, AWACS overhead, submarines at antenna depth, domestically as well. If you're in the military, I'm on your side. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. We hope to see you at home very, very soon. Keep up the good work. We're on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, not Twitch right now because that's all back in the studio and we're socially distancing from each other. But you can also hear us on CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2. We're going to talk about new releases as well as we do every week. Coming up after the break, though, we're going to visit with Anthony Kutz, North American Marketing Manager for PUBG Mobile. And so he'll join us right after a quick break. I'm Rick Tittle. Wherever you are, it's great to have you with us. Tune in and be a part of it. Once again, the toll-free number, 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Attention self-employed individuals, 1099 independent contractors, and small business owners. If you missed the first round of funding from the Coronavirus Relief Program, you now have a second chance. But do not delay. Funds are limited, and you need to take action right now. Thanks to new federal funding, you can receive an advance of up to $10,000 deposited directly into your bank account without ever talking to a bank. We're SBAQuick.com, and we're here to help. Call 888-SBA-NOW-8 to speak with a representative and learn if you or your small business qualify for funding. There's no obligation and no banks to deal with, so don't miss this opportunity. Call 888-SBA-NOW-8 and learn instantly how much money you can receive. That's 888-SBA-NOW-8 or visit SBAQuick.com. Call 888-SBA-NOW-8 and learn instantly how much money you can receive.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're very happy now to be joined by Anthony Kreutz. He is the North American Brand Marketing Director for PUBG Mobile, and PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds Mobile is celebrating its third anniversary. Did you have a big party, at least a virtual Zoom party over there, Anthony?
Hi, Rick. It's a pleasure to meet you and join you. And actually, we just celebrate our second year anniversary. And actually, second year anniversary. But actually, Rick, we did have a great blowout party. It was a little cut short, given that we are dealing with the COVID-19 issue. But we still celebrated virtually and had a really good time. Part of what makes PUBG Mobile unique is our great community and our great influencers that we have following the game. We built a very tight network of core players. Even though we're a large game, they're very communicative, and they're very virtual, given that it is the nature of the game. So we were still able to celebrate with our community and with our fans virtually.
What would you say, I mean, just how satisfying is it, one, to have a very popular game, but then, two, to know that everybody has their own Battle Royale games, and a lot of, and I'm talking on consoles, all the great franchises, they all now have to add it in, and yet, you know, you weren't like MySpace, you know, Facebook didn't pass you by. You were able to fight off all these other Battle Royale games. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, it means a lot, and again, we are driven by the success of our community, but also the great work that our development team has done in making a great experience. We look at our game not just as a game, but as a platform that's expandable. That's been part of our success, that we do expand with the content. We have a lot of cool integrations that we do with the game to give people a fresh play every time they play the game, but also we provide that competitive spirit. You know, what made the Battle Royale genre is PUBG Mobile. and PUBG overall, the overall PUBG brand. You know, we pretty much ushered in the Battle Royale game genre. So it's delivering on that core experience, that original experience we never got away from, but we continue to expand.
And that's the thing. You talk about expanding. You guys, it seems like you put out a new patch every month. You don't just sit on your laurels. I mean, the game could probably stand for another 5 to 10 years as it is, but you guys are being very proactive, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and that's what is expected of us, you know, given that we are in a leadership position. So we always have to stay on our toes, you know, just as our gamers and our users are diligent and they play the game to practice to get better, to compete. We look at that as a challenge for us. You know, we are always up in our game. Our development team is very creative in how they go about their planning for content, how they go about their integrations, how they go about expanding the game and making sure that we are providing, number one, the challenges. But we're always keeping the game fun. You know, we don't stray too far of what got us to the leadership position.
And then, of course, you think about how unique this game was and melee weapons like a frying pan. There's always a thin line between making a game too comedic and making the game too hardcore and not user-friendly. You guys have always seemed to be able to walk that line. How hard is that sometimes?
Yeah, it's very difficult when you try to plan things out. Some things happen naturally. Some things just make sense. But we always go back to our core tenets. You know, one of the core tenets of PUBG Mobile is, number one, making sure the game is providing people that uniqueness, that unknown, you know, so to speak. You don't know exactly. Every game you play is going to be different. There's never the same match twice. So we like to throw a little nuance to it. But also, we don't stray too far away from our core pillars. You know, one is competing. Two is making sure, like I said, it's a good experience for the community. And three is, it is Battle Royale. You know, we're constantly trying to innovate, you know, in this genre and in this space.
Speaking with Anthony Kreutz with PUBG Mobile, 600 million downloads. And I just sometimes wonder, not just you, but a lot of companies, how sometimes, you know, you keep the servers running, whatever, and then if you do have to get into any type of maintenance, you know, I know you try to do it at 3 o'clock in the morning, but somewhere, somehow worldwide, people are going, hey, what are you doing? You're killing me. I guess it's a tough thing to have, huh?
It is. And, you know, it's cool about the 600 million downloads, but we're continuing to expand. We're approaching 700 million downloads now. So as we speak, you know, it continues to tick up. But, you know, one of the cool things, Rick, is that it's all about expanding. And when you expand, you're constantly looking at what you're delivering, and people come to expect that. So being a down period, or when we do have to do maintenance on the game, everyone knows that something good is coming, right? It's getting better. So it's a labor of love that, you know, sometimes you have to bring it down in certain regions. We try not to impact the gameplay of all of our users globally, you know, very minimally. But, you know, they understand what they're getting. And a lot of the updates are really quick. This is a quick download.
Tell us a little bit more about the colorblind mode. What is that?
Yeah, colorblind mode is, you know, it's a different kind of take on playing a game. It's three different colors. You know, it's deuteranopia, protanopia, and tritanopia. And they take a different look on the graphics. It improves the graphics in different areas. Like, there's different zones in the game. I don't know how much of a big player you are, but there's different zones in the game. And those different color Pantones makes the thing a lot more sharper in those different color mode zones. So it really helps you find your targets, looking at the trajectory of things that you throw in the game, like grenades, things like that. You can see the arcs better in those different color modes. So it's just a different way to play a game.
And then we have less than a minute. What's hashtag fight number four, the Amazon?
Fight for the Amazon is a social impact campaign that we partner up with Global Green and Megan Fox and Brian Austin Green as well to plant forests and replant forests in the Amazon. So planting trees in the Amazon to replace the forest that's lost, the rainforest that's lost. So we had a very successful partnership with both of those key celebrities, but also Global Green. We donated money. We used our community also to raise money for replanting trees in the Amazon. It went over extremely well. Part of what we try to do with our game and with our service is bring certain issues to light, right? Since we have a jungle kind of theme in the game, They kind of made sense to want to help and improve the forest, you know, throughout the world as well, to bring some attention to that. So not only do we use our game as kind of a competitive platform, we also try to use it for social good.
There he is, Anthony Kreutz, with PUBG Mobile, North American Brand Marketing Director. Anthony, thanks for your time, man. Really appreciate it. And hopefully let's catch up down the road.
Absolutely, Rick. Take care.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much for tuning into the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, and it's open lines the rest of the way, and those lines are 1-800-878-PLAY. Coming up in the next segment, I'll give away a brand new game, as I always do at 40 after, and let you know what the new releases are this week as well. And yes, there are still new games coming out. I mean, if you think about all the things that have come to a screeching halt or are barely crawling along during this pandemic, video games is not one of the things that's suffering greatly. And we have new releases, as always. The Progressive guest line, get your quote on progressive.com today, is 1-800-878-PLAY. And with that being said, I mean, there are a lot of people who, of course, have had their school year ended a few months early. And I know it's disappointing for some people because they were going to graduate and walk through. Heard a story about it. Daytona, they're going to let kids, local high schools, drive across the finish line. That's pretty cool. So people are trying to get creative. Look, whoever you are, whatever you're doing, something is on hold or something was canceled. Something, and for most of us, something probably pretty cool was canceled as well. So these people saying, give my daughter her senior year back. People are trying to protect you, Mom. It's pretty amazing to me. But that being said, for me, I really couldn't have cared less walking through graduation. I wasn't someone who loved academics. I did graduate college, but it would have been the sports. And I was an athlete every season. I played something, football, basketball, baseball, soccer, tennis. And that's what really would have hurt me. So the self-distancing measures and statewide shutdowns have forced many people in homes and some into maybe even mild forms of agoraphobia as well, because the growth in the video game usage on Twitch right now have seen historic increases. And if you think about how many Switch players are flocking just to a sense of community with Animal Crossing, Crossing's New Horizons, people are holding virtual weddings. We've seen a couple of virtual Saturday Night Lives. We saw the entire draft, which was not virtual. I can assure you it was real. But it was carried off through webcams and Zoom and such things. So consequently, if you look at the multi-billion dollar esports industry, that has seen a bump. And esports were already quietly moving into high school campuses all over the nation before we got pushed indoors. But if you think about how many kids now are now in the NASEF, the North American Scholastic Esports Federation, we're going to see, I mean, could you imagine a homecoming game of Overwatch? I mean, you could. I'm someone who happens to think that esports should be in the Olympics. And we've talked to guests over the last year or two, and I talked to some of my sports brethren, as I do sports talk as well, and they mostly think that it's an abomination that I hold that feeling. But we had tug of war, literally, in the Olympics for a while. If you think about the hand-eye coordinate, well, if you're listening to me, you're a gamer, you know how skillful it is to play video games. And the thing that I like, too, about esports is that, and for all of us, if you take it up a notch from where you're at and you're good, it's sort of like if you're watching the ESPN documentary on Michael Jordan, he goes to the All-Star game, and he's the MVP, and this is back when the All-Star game, everybody kind of lied down, but you're a star among stars. I mean, he's talking in the locker room, and you have these huge, huge stars kind of quiet and watching and looking. You're just a star among stars like that. So to see someone in a video game, because I regard myself as a pretty good video gamer. I'm sure you might regard yourself that way as well. But when you see these mostly kids, you see what they do, you realize, well, I'm a world away from that. You know, it's one thing to beat everybody in your neighborhood and to beat all your friends and family, and then you go up. I guess it's a lot of times it's like, well, maybe not this bad, but you ever watch an American Idol or something and somebody comes in there and sounds like William Hung, and they go, yeah, you can't sing at all. And the just the shock, they're incredulous. What are you talking about? Everyone tells me I'm an amazing singer. It's like, well, they're wrong. You stink. And so that's why I think esports should be in the Olympics. But a lot of kids, believe it or not, I think are unaware that this industry exists as far as a career. Like I'm very fortunate and privileged to have stand-up comedians when they come through San Francisco at the Punchline or Cobb's Comedy House, and they come in, the headliners, and a lot of them, because, you know, when you're 14 years old, I know my friends and I, we all thought we were hilarious, but you're like, this thing can't be a job. Well, for people who are really funny, they can make it a job. So I think a lot of kids just think, ah, it's video games, and now I got to get a real job, even if it's something in the IT world, or it's something in broadcasting like this, or you want to be a graphic designer. And so there is now something called the Emerald Foundation, which is in Lancaster in Florida, which helps fund some of these places now. There's another foundation called the Samueli Foundation in Anaheim. It was a $100 million investment, discovering untapped potentials of esports. And if you think about how many people and believe me, it's not just video games. It's working with STEM, you know, and especially trying to get young girls into science because the numbers are predominantly male. But some people think that this can be kind of a Trojan horse. You know, you get the video game, you get in, and then you say, well, there's also all this other stuff that you can do. You can kind of hook them as well, but hook them in a good way. You're not hooking them to fool them or to fleece them of their cash. But before the COVID-19 restrictions on math gatherings, the NASEF hosted competitions nationally with Overwatch and with League of Legends. And in addition, they hosted something called Beyond the Game. And those were challenges with students who were interested in PR, getting into broadcasting, graphic design like that. You can get into vocational challenges under the umbrella of esports. So that's the thing too. When you talk about esports, what if you love esports but you stink? I mean, that basically encapsulates 99.99% of all sports fans. We love sports. In fact, we love it so much, we'll pay you to play it. That's why when a guy hits 115 on your baseball team, you're like, why am I paying to watch that guy? The whole theory is we love this sport so much that we want to see it played at a high level. If we could do it, we would. But we want to see you play it, and that's why I'm going to buy a ticket price to see Michael Jordan, because I can't do that. In fact, most people can't do that. So if you're one of those kids that wants to get into esports but you stink, or maybe that's a bit harsh, maybe you're just not as good, there are still so many other jobs you can get in it. You still need people for marketing and to be a general manager. You could be coaches too. You know, some of the greatest coaches in every sport were lousy players, or they, you know, didn't make it to the show. And it's very rare that you get a Joe Torre who was an MVP and also a World Series winner. I mean, most of them are like Sparky Anderson or Tony La Russa, just kind of middling talents. But part of this whole thing now with the NASES has been something called the Minecraft Challenge. Now, this goes deep because this starts you off in the third grade, and it goes all the way to your senior year in high school. And right now, they're having people design their ideal quarantine house, and it's free to enter, and people who win get a $500 scholarship to help pay for high school when you go, or for people who are in college, colleges as well. So I know that when you go back, and it's funny you say go back to 2018 to some of the original esports workshops that we've had, people are starting to come through, and there are a lot more universities that have embraced this as well. And all you have to do is look around at people who invest in stuff. And you think about like Quibi. It's like it's Netflix, but it's in 5 and 10 minute bites. And you're like, doesn't sound very interesting. And then you see everyone with cash buy into it. And you're like, uh-oh, maybe this is, this is going to be something. And then you see some of the biggest owners in sports get their own teams, and whether it's League of Legends or Overwatch, what have you. Like out here in the Bay Area, Joe Lacob and Peter Guber, who own the Golden State Warriors, who built a billion-dollar arena in San Francisco with their own money when they moved 8 miles to the west across the bay from Oakland, they went ahead and bought their own team. So, I mean, look, there's still people who are playing Smite. A lot of people still playing Rocket League as well. And I was asked why I'm not super into esports. And the reason is because my favorite games aren't being played yet. Now, I've had a couple of Madden champions over the years on the show, and I like Madden. But, you know, if it, maybe an FPS game, and not just in, you know, a TDM, but maybe in a more ground war type of scenario, a Call of Duty that way, maybe I'd be a little more interested, or a Battlefield game. But, you know, we're locked inside, and for, you know, kids who... Hopefully, if you're a kid, you're not still going out partying and you're not that stupid, even though we know there's still a lot of people who are stupid. Hopefully, you're using this time to figure out what you like, what you don't like. Maybe you saved up some cash and you ordered something to help with your Twitch appearance, whatever it is. You don't even need to do that. But, you know, as I said, you try to look for silver linings. You know, if you're not in the hospital or you don't have a loved one in the hospital, don't feel sorry for yourself like a lot of people are. Get out there and do something you like. If you love video games and, you know, if you've missed out on your senior year, this could be something pretty cool. Think about esports. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
TVS Television Network, for decades your home for great sports TV, is back. You can watch six TVS sports channels now streaming on WatchYour.tv. It's free and it's on the internet as well as on Roku, Android, and iPhone and iPad apps. Watch TVS Sports Network, TVS Classic Sports Network, TVS Turbo Sports Network, TVS Women's Sports Network, TVS Tavern Sports Network, and TVS Boxing Network. That's TVS Television Network. Six free channels at WatchYour.tv.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt. Call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Do you love cats? Join me, Petra Luna, at Cat Crazy Channel on YouTube. Every Tuesday, I host a new episode and we cover everything related to cats. Go to catcrazychannel.com and find out more. Why does your cat want to sleep on your head? Should you declaw your cat? Raise your cat IQ. At catcrazychannel.com, we cover it all. And remember, cats rule.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, and it's time to give away a free game. We'll do that in just a second, but 1-800-878-PLAY is the number that has been called up, and we have Carlos. Carlos, where are you calling from, my friend?
Chicago, Illinois. How you doing?
The Windy City. What's on your mind, my man?
I'm wondering if the PS4 games will be compatible with the PS5 that will be coming out over the holiday season, and if you know how much it'll be, and if it'll be compatible with all PS4 games or just some.
Okay, thanks for the call. That's Carlos out there in Chicago. Great to hear from people from the great state of Illinois. The PS4 games that will be compatible for the PS5, we don't have an exact list, but we have been told the top 100. Now, with the Xbox Series X, they say that they will be compatible. There's rumors they will be compatible all the way back to the original Xbox. So that would be something else. Right now, we're looking at probably $500 for the PS5, but we don't know yet. I would think if you want to go in the area to be safe, you would be looking at about $499. There's a chance it could be $350. But remember, the PS3, not even the 4, but the PS3 was even more expensive than that. So what we know right now, Carlos, they say the top 100 PS4 games will be backwards compatible on the PS5. And probably, I would guess, the rumors are 500 clams. Thanks for that. And the progressive guest line is available at 1-800-878-PLAY. Let's give away a game. This is brand new, called Robot Squad Simulator. Now, the game itself isn't brand new because it was a game that was on PC before, but it is now available finally for the Xbox One. It's developed by BitGolem and published by Ultimate Games. My question is, Robot Squad Simulator, does that have something to do with robots, or does that have something to do with cheerleading? Send your answers to rick@sportsbyline.com. A second one will win the game. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. Robot Squad Simulator, is that a cheerleading game or a robot game? Here's the blurb, and by the way, rated E for everyone. In Robot Squad Simulator, you take the role of an operator of a remote-controlled robot used during military missions, spy missions, and rescue operations. Mm-hmm. Among the machines, there are ones that move through surface, and there are flying and underwater drones. The main part of the story is 16-story missions that take place in varied areas scattered around the world. And from the screenshots I've seen, they look like one of those robot things that, like, the police use, you know, when somebody's holed up somewhere and they have a robot going with a camera to see where the guy's hiding, or maybe hand deliver him a can of tear gas, that type of thing. We'll get to the new releases here in a couple minutes, but if you think about a summer coming up with no video game festivals, obviously the Game Developers Conference was canceled in March, and I remember at the time lamenting that on this show, thinking, oh, come on, that's an overreaction. Turns out that they were quite prescient to do that, but of course, no E3. So after all this has been canceled, something was announced a couple days ago called the Summer Game Fest. The Summer Game Fest, they say, is a four-month-long series of global events to highlight video games, and it will start this month. And then it will go June, July, August. And it will feature updates from game developers, publishers, and platforms. The companies that have signed on to this, 2K, Activision, Bandai Namco, Bethesda, Blizzard, Bungie, CG Product Red, Digital Extremes, EA, Microsoft, private division, Riot Games, Sony, Steam, Square Enix, and Warner Brothers. Now, this was the brainchild of a guy named Jeff Keighley, and he was the creator of the Game Awards, which had everyone had attended at E3, and E3 goes back to the mid-90s. But even before E3, Nick's plans, because of the coronavirus, he had already had something like this in mind, and he told Variety, quote, "When you think about it, the idea of consumers waiting in line to play a game at a booth is antiquated, and especially with digital distribution," end quote. So, but that's the way it works at these conferences, which I've been to. You do wait in line. And that's because what are they going to do? Send it to your phone? Now, we do get review keys for games. And sometimes I always think it's funny when they say embargoed. This information is embargoed. In other words, you know, it's not like Cuban cigars, but it basically means don't talk about it until, you know, we get a little farther along. But Keighley said, quote, "In these uncertain and challenging times, it's more important than ever that video games serve as a common and virtual connection point between us all. Summer Games Fest is an organizing principle that promises fans a whole season of video game news and other surprises from the comfort of home," end quote. What does that mean? Well, specific event details are supposed to be shared by each of these game publishers that I've been talking about in the next coming weeks. apparently Steam, of course, which delivers all those great games on PC, Xbox as well, they're going to be offering playable limited time demos and trials of select game content. So the height of the Summer Games Festival, which they call Summer Edition, that's going to run June 9th to the 14th when they really get into it. And they said that a lot of this is going to be streamed across a lot of platforms like Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, Mixer. Keighley himself is going to host special pre- and post-shows for some of these flagship publishers as well. And if you want more information on it, you can go to summergamefest.com. Now, you might have also heard a couple days ago that there was an announcement when it came to NCAA and some players now being able to gain some money off their likenesses. And this is not to do with the Ed O'Bannon UCLA case, which happened, which actually was decided in federal court out here in Oakland. This is a little bit different. And some states, starting off with California, started to say, no, you can make money. The NCAA has kicking and screaming come into this and basically be sort of treated like Olympians, where you can make money on the side. They still will not allow you. Like, let's say you're the quarterback from Michigan or Notre Dame. You can't sell anything that says Michigan or Notre Dame. You can just sell your name, which is weird. But I think a lot of people, and I was one of them, who thought, oh, cool, maybe we're going to get NCAA football back in the video game world. And no, it's not going to happen. And the video game franchise, this was from a tweet from 247 Sports, Chris Hummer. He said the decision is not going to bring the game back. He pointed out that the report from the NCAA is that the NCAA is not recommending any changes to the NCAA rules to permit group licenses of student athletes' images and likenesses and what is characterized as group products. How's that for lawyer talk? Group product. Well, he's talking about video games. And so Val Ackerman, who's the Big East commissioner, said that licensing video games and even replica jerseys, she says, is now unworkable in college sports due to the lack of a union or a bargaining unit. In other words, as we say in pro sports, a collective bargaining agreement. I mean, EA paid out $60 million in settlements to athletes who appeared in their games from 03 to 14. That was all part of that Ed O'Bannon suit. They forked out. You imagine how many people got a check, even if it was for $50. Guys got paid. But that's the last year we had it. It was 2014 when NCAA football came out, and that game sold 1.5 million copies. And I really liked that game. I really did. And so, what a shame. All right. let's take a look at the new releases this week. Not all DLC, which is, of course, downloadable content, but you can also have it delivered to your door. And I know some video game companies will actually just put it outside the door of their stores. Swoop by and pick it up. Tidal Shock, this is a PC shooter. Forza Street, Android and iPhones, this is on your phone. Population Zero, this is a role-playing game. Shop Titans, a PC sim. John Wick Hex on the PS4, it says a strategy game. Someday You'll Return, a PC adventure game. Which is also what Spirit of the North is all about. Celestian Tales, Realms Beyond. This is a PC RPG. Void Bastards. I guess like Inglourious. The original Bo Svenson and Fred Williamson vehicle. Or the Quentin Tarantino movie. Spelled differently. That's for the PS4 and the Switch, excuse me. Lonely Mountains, which is a Switch racing game on mountain bikes. A PC action game called Wavy the Rocket. A Switch action game called Fledgling Heroes, which shows like toucans on it. And a couple more. Fury Unleashed. It's a platformer for PC, Xbox One, Switch, and PS4. And then finally, Enemy on Board, which is a PC action game. So this is a extremely light week. Now, I've had plenty of weeks where there were less games. I mean, I gave you a handful of games, but there's no AAA titles here. I mean, you got John Wick Hex on the PS4. Fury Unleashed is the one that has the most here. This is what the blurb on John Wick Hex, rated M for blood, strong language, and violence. John Wick Hex is a fast-paced, action-oriented strategy game that makes you think and strike like professional hitman John Wick. Choose every action and attack while you make considering their immediate cost and consequences, created in close cooperation with the creative and stunt teams behind the films. John Wick Hex is a fight choreographed chess brought to life as a video game. I think they mean chess match. Capturing the series' signature gung-fu style, expanding in the story universe, every move in John Wick Hex feels like a scene from the movies, and every fight contributes to the progress on the job and requires precise strategic thinking. Perform well and progress in the main story mode to unlock new weapons, suits, and locations. Blah, 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 blah. Got the voice talents of Ian McShane. Lovejoy. If it's Tuesday, it must be Belgium. Sexy Beast. And Lance Reddick. Lance Reddick, you know his face. No Keanu Reeves in there, apparently. I remember when the first John Wick came out, I had the director on my show, and he said his grandfather's name was John Wick, so that's why he called it that. So there's a little movie trivia for you. All right, we'll take a quick break, and we will come on back. The cheat codes. I'm here for you. Rick Tittle video game review.
I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.com. www.samhsa.gov.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
The Video Game
Review. Oh, thank you so much. Another live edition of the Video Gamer Review. Thanks to Anthony Coots from PUBG Mobile for coming on the show earlier. All right, it is time for the cheat code requests. I like giving them away for older games. And send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. This one is from Harry. And Harry writes in, or should I say Harry? H-A-R-R-I. Let's go with Harry. Harry says, Rick, don't laugh. Uh-oh. I need Kung Fu Panda cheats from the Xbox 360. I'm not laughing. If you want some cheats, you got some cheats. The good thing about that is these are some of the easiest cheats ever to say over the radio. Because it's bad radio, but I do it anyway. Shh, don't tell my boss when I go up, up, down, 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 left, 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 right, 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 left, 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 right, right. Like, ah. But if you want the full upgrades, go to the cheat menu, left, right, down, left, up. Once again, go to the cheat menu, left, right, down, left, up. And then if you want to be invincible in story mode, go to the extras menu and go down, down, right, up, left. Once again, invulnerability, God mode. Well, let's see. Extras menu, this is in story mode, down, down, right, up, left. And there you have it. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. And once again, as I said, stay safe, be smart, and don't get too dramatic. Everyone's like, if this is the worst time you've ever had and you're healthy, then you've lived a pretty charmed life. Let's play some video games. Coming up next, Sports Talk.